With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan fails to win over enough Republican holdouts to become the next speaker at this point.
Another GOP pick for House Speaker failed to win the 217 necessary votes to secure the gavel after losing 20 Republicans. Jordan won just 200 votes. Jordan became the Republican nominee after the GOP's first choice, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, withdrew from the race last week. Jordan's loss on the House floor puts Republicans 2 weeks into a Speaker vacancy that has paralyzed the House without a clear path forward. The House is reportedly expected to vote again Tuesday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan on Wednesday. Following his trip to Israel, he'd planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman, but they canceled the meeting. A ground invasion of Gaza by Israeli forces still appears to be on track. Heightened security continues in New York City, with tensions high due to the war between Israel and Hamas. Tonight, police are working to keep the peace in Washington Square, where protests are taking place. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration is taking new steps to stop China from acquiring advanced computer chips. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
The Commerce Department has expanded its export controls aimed at stopping Beijing from getting cutting-edge U.S. technologies to strengthen its military. The update also introduces new requirements that make it more difficult for China to manufacture advanced chips abroad. The administration first took action a year ago to counter China's use of the chips for military applications that include the development of hypersonic missiles and artificial intelligence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines in areas threatened by wildfires in California. This is SRN News. A new poll charts the faith of Asian Americans.
There are more than 18 million people of Asian descent in this country, and more of them are Christians than anything else. The Pew Research Center says 34% of Asian Americans identify as Christian versus 11% Buddhist, 11% Hindu, and 6% Muslim. However, the second largest group of Asian Americans are those who are religiously unaffiliated, 32%, meaning this minority group is following the general trend in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Montana is continuing to block enforcement of a law that puts restrictions on drag shows and bans drag queen story hour events in public schools and libraries. District Court Judge Brian Morris says the law targets free speech and expression, in his opinion. The lawsuit over the matter will continue to progress in the courts while the injunction holds. This is SRN News. It's a major problem nationwide, and three members of a California family have pleaded guilty to conspiracy for their role in a ring that shipped stolen catalytic converters worth hundreds of millions of dollars from California to New Jersey. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
Federal prosecutors say brothers Tusu Vang, Andrew Vang, and their mother Monica Moa were part of a national network of thieves, dealers, and processors who provided the stolen auto anti-smog devices to a metal refinery for more than $600 million. The three acknowledged receiving $38 million for their roles in the scheme. 21 people have been charged in the case. Catalytic converters are easily stolen and contain precious metals that prosecutors say are sometimes worth more than $1,000 each. California accounts for 37% of catalytic converter theft claims nationwide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com.